朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
约翰福音十七章我们已经讲了两次。
Gospel of John chapter 17, we've already talked about that for the past 2 weeks.
这是大祭司的祷告。
This is a prayer of a high priest.
在这个祷告里面，我们都知道分成很明显的三个段落。
In this prayer that we can see it's distinct into, distinctly, divided into three parts.
过去两次我们看前面五节，耶稣在这个祷告里面为他自己祷告。
In the past 2 weeks, we spent time in the first 5 verses that Jesus was praying for himself in this prayer.
今天我们要看第六节到十九节，耶稣为他的门徒祷告。
Today we want to spend some time on verses 6 to 19 that Jesus was praying for his disciples.
当然我们一定要把它讲完，在最后一段，从二十节到二十六节，耶稣是为教会祷告。
Of course, we want to finish this scripture today because next time we'll be talking 20 to 26 that Jesus prayed for all believers.
所以第一节到第五节，虽然这里他是为自己祷告，但是我们一而再、再而三提醒我们，上帝的荣耀是那五节圣经的主题。
In verses 1 to 5, although Jesus was praying over and over for himself, but we can vividly see that the glory of God is the theme of that first 5 verses.
什么叫做上帝得着荣耀呢？
What does it mean to be glorified, for God to be glorified?
就是上帝的心得到满足。
That God's heart is fulfilled, satisfied.
当上帝的心得到满足，当天父的心得到满足的时候，也就是圣经里面所说他得着荣耀的时候。
When the Bible talks about God being glorified, it's referring to when God's heart is satisfied.
有一个孩子跟他父亲讲。
There's a child talking to his father.
他说爸爸。
Said father.
如果我考了全班第一名，你会怎么样？
What would happen to you if I took the first place in the whole class?
爸爸说我会高兴死了。
The dad was saying, well, I'd be so happy, I perhaps I would break down and die.
那他的儿子说爸爸放心，我这一辈子一定不会让你死的。
The child said, well, take easy, you know,in my whole life, I would not let you die.
因为他的意思就是说，我永远不会考第一名的，你放心好，你不会死的。
In another word, he would never take first place in his class.
我们在这个简单的父子的对话里面，我们看见父亲的心。
In the brief conversation, we can see the heart of the father.
父亲的满足乃是在他们的在他的孩子上。
The satisfaction of a father comes from his children.
所以在第一节到第五节，天父的心怎么得到满足呢？
So in verses 1 to 5, we can see how the heart of God can be satisfied.
从第一节到第三节，我们看见当基督徒传扬福音的时候，天父的心就得到满足。
From verses 1 to 3, we can see that when the Christians preach the gospel, the heart of God will be satisfied.
第四节告诉我们说，基督徒尽上自己的本分，成全上帝托付他的事情的时候，天父的心得到满足。
In verse 4, we can see that when Christians take up their responsibility to fulfill the will of God, then God will be glorified and satisfied.
非常稀奇的，到了第五节，苦难，基督徒受苦难，上帝的心也得到满足。
In verse 5, miraculously was talking about when the Christian are being persecuted, the heart of God will be satisfied and gloried.
上帝不是那么残忍，喜欢看见他的孩子受苦。
Our heavenly Father is not one with a cruel heart that he delights in our suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要误会了，我们的上帝不是一个有虐待狂的上帝。
Dear brothers and sisters, please do not be mistaken that our Father is a sadistic Father.
他知道当他的儿女受了苦以后，这个苦难可以使他的儿女更成熟，所以他的心因着我们的成熟，他得到满足。
He knows that once his children suffered, after the suffering, we will become more matured as his children. Therefore, his heart is satisfied in our suffering.
我们在这个讲台上一而再、再而三地强调，我们应该有一个正确的基督徒的苦难观。
from the behind the pulpit, once and over again, we preach that the Christians should have a proper attitude towards a perspective towards suffering.
如果基督徒没有一个准确的圣经的苦难观，我们今天有许多的问题找不到答案。
Unless the Christians are willing to have a proper perspective of suffering based upon the principle of the Bible, today we cannot have answers to much of our questions.
因为今天这个世界苦难太多了。
Today's world has so much suffering.
个人有个人的苦难。
We have personal suffering.
家庭有家庭的苦难。
Each family has its trial.
这个时代，这个社会，这个世界，有许多没有办法解开的结。
This period of time, this era, and this world have so many problems that cannot be solved.
为什么一个地震就可以把土耳其将近一千个人就这样一短短的时间里面就离开这个世界。
Why is that in one short period of time an earthquake would take away over 1,000 lives in Turkey?
苦难使我们更成熟。
Suffering brings maturity.
苦难使我们更长大。
It brings us to grow up.
何况苦难并不是结局，苦难不过是过程而已。
Furthermore, suffering does not bring us to an end, but it's only a process, a passage.
经过苦难得到的平安是使我们更珍惜的平安，对不对呢？
Is it true that the peace that we receive in our heart after having gone through suffering is a true peace?
从六节到十九节是祷告中最长的一段。
Verses 6 to 19 is the longest one of his three prayers.
这一段圣经很明显的圣经的标题告诉我们说，耶稣为他的门徒祷告。
There's a caption saying Jesus prays for his disciples.
每一次我看到这里，我心里面很受感动。
Every time I read this, I was very much touched in my heart.
我为什么要祷告
？Why should I pray？
因为我有需要。
Because I have a need.
所以一个人祷告里面充满许多的我，这是无可厚非的事情。
So it's very likely that our prayers are filled with the word I.
我们说这个人祷告都是我，我们不会骂你说你是一个自私的人。
When we hear people praying for themselves, we not call them selfish.
我们祷告不为我，为什么呢？
If we don't pray for ourselves, for what should we pray?
所以为自己祷告就是没有错。
It is not wrong to pray for yourselves.
但是主耶稣在这里给我们看到一件事情。
But the Lord Jesus Christ showed us one thing here.
为他自己祷告，他用更长的篇幅和时间为他的门徒祷告。
First, he prayed for himself, but he spent more and longer time praying for his disciples.
这个为门徒祷告，你在内容上看不出来，在中英的圣经里面有这个标题，这不是在原文里面有的。
From the context, you would not be able to find out that it's praying for his disciples. But in the Chinese and English Bible, there's a caption saying Jesus prays for his disciples.
在这里，耶稣是为门徒祷告，耶稣不是为信徒祷告。
Here, Jesus is praying for his disciples and not the believers.
什么叫做信徒？什么叫做门徒呢？
What is a disciple and what is a believer?
Believer 跟这个 disciple 的分别在什么地方？
What is the difference between believers and disciples?
这是我自己下的定义。
This is my own definition.
信徒就是跟从主的人。
Believers are those who follow Lord Jesus Christ.
那么门徒是什么呢？
What are the disciples?
门徒是跟从主的人，而且他要带领别人跟从主的人。
Disciples are those who themselves follow Jesus Christ, and furthermore, they bring other people to believe.
弟兄姊妹，这是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, there's a difference here.
信徒就是跟从主的人，叫信徒。
Believers.Are they themselves who followers of Christ?
受洗以后，他说我要做信徒，因为他从此以后他要跟随主而行。
After a person becomes baptized, he declared to the public that he wants to be a believer and follow Lord Jesus Christ.
但是门徒不一样。
But it's different to be a disciple.
门徒是他自己要跟从主。
Disciples themselves follow Christ.
而且有一天他被托付一个责任，要带领别人一同跟随主的那个人叫门徒。
A disciple is one who himself follows Christ, and not only does that happen, that he, after a while, he will be trusted with the responsibility to bring other people to Christ.
在台湾话翻译的圣经，把门徒翻成什么呢？翻成学生。就是学生的意思。
In a Taiwanese dialect, the word disciple was translated into student.
那么这个学生其实也有一点讲究。
There's some kind of sophistication to the word student.
门徒不是普通学校的学生。
A disciple is not a student of just any school.
门徒是师范学校的学生。
A disciple is a student of a teaching school.
你知道这个不同吗？
You know the difference?
我是台大毕业的。
I graduated from the University of Taiwan.
那么台大只要我考试考得好了，A plus 就是 A plus， straight A 就 straight A， 反正他有了成绩就把你送走了，毕业了。
In the University of Taiwan, once you receive your grades and passing grades, then you will graduate.
师范大学不是这样。
However, it's not true with the teaching school academy.
四年读完以后还不给你文凭的。
You will not receive your diploma based on 4 years of education.
要毕业以后实习一年以后才给你文凭。
You have to practice for a year after you graduate before you can receive your diploma.
什么是门徒呢？
What is a disciple?
台大毕业的不是门徒，师大毕业的才是门徒。
Those who graduate from University of Taiwan cannot be qualified as disciples, but those who are graduates of the academy, teaching academy.
所以在这一段圣经里面，耶稣为门徒祷告。
Here in this passage, Jesus prayed for the disciples.
什么叫门徒？耶稣在这里有两方面给我们一个提醒。
What is the disciples? Jesus talked about mentioned 2 things here.
六节、十一节、十二节给我们看到门徒是有神的名的人。
Verses 6, 11, and 12 are people, it talks about the disciple as those who receive the name of Christ.
第六节、第八节、十四节、十七节是讲到这些人是有神的道的人。
Verses 6, 8, 14, and 17 talking about these people have received God's word.
所以从耶稣的定义给我们看到门徒是一方面有神的名，一方面有神的道，这样的人耶稣在这里为他们祷告。
Here in this chapter, verses 6 to 19, Jesus mentioned the 2 aspects. One, those who receive the name of God. 2, those who receive the word of God. Those are called disciples.
什么叫做有神的名呢？
What does it mean to have the name of God?
就是讲到他的身份和地位。
Talks about stature and position.
一个有上帝的生命和性情的人就是一个门徒。
One who have the status of God's life, that person is a disciple.
因为在犹太人。
Because to the Jew,
一个人的名代表那个人的性情。
A person's name represents the person's characteristics.
Name of God 就是讲到 nature of God 讲的，就是讲到神的性情说的。
The name of God is equivalent to saying the nature of God.
所以犹太人非常看重名字。
So the Jewish people pay much emphasis to the name.
所以每一个名字有名字的意思。
Each name has its own definition.
约书亚有约书亚的意思。
Joshua has the name of the.
摩西有摩西的意思。
Moses has his own meaning.
所以中国人很像犹太人。
So in that aspect, the Chinese are very much similar.
所以我们很多名字都是爸爸妈妈取了以后对儿女的盼望。
So many parents would give the child a name for their expectation.
所以第一个是讲到身份和地位。
First, it talked about the status and position.
那么第二，什么叫做神的道呢？
Secondly, what is the word of God?
这里是提到传一个门徒不只是有上帝的生命。
Here it talks about not only a disciple to have the life of God.
他也传上帝的圣道。
He will also preach the gospel.The Holy Gospel of God.
So, so, 这个地方提到门徒，一面提到他的身份，一面提到他的使命。
On one hand, it talks about the status, the position of a disciple. The second, it talks about the mission.
我们单单有身份而没有使命感，这不是门徒。
To only have a status and not a sense of mission is not does not make us a disciple.
在这一段圣经里面，耶稣为门徒祷告三件事情。
In this passage, Jesus mentions 3 things in his prayers for his disciples.
请特别注意中文圣经第十一节那里有个求字。
Pay special emphasis to Chinese Bible verse 11. There's a word prayer.
圣父啊，求你怎么样怎么样怎么样。
Holy Father, I pray. So on and so on.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one.
这是第二次提到求。
This is the second mentioning of the word prayer.
那么第三在十七节。
Verse 17, Chinese Bible.
求你用真理使他们成圣。
I pray that you sanctify them by the truth.
所以在这里很明显的给我们看到，主耶稣为那个有神的名、有神的道、他的门徒求三件事情。
Here it's very vivid to us that Jesus said 3 things in his prayers for those who receive the name and the glory of the word of God.
十一节求什么呢？
Verse 11, what did he pray for?
求这些门徒有合一的见证。
But that there are They will be one.
第二，在第十五节，他求什么呢？
The second thing is in verse 15.
求这些门徒，让这些门徒有入世的心态。
that the disciples will have a proper attitude towards entering the world.
进入世界的一个心态。
That they are in this world, they will have a proper attitude.
十七节乃是为这些门徒求，求他们有圣洁的生活。
In verse 17, Jesus was praying that they will have a sanctified lifestyle.
第一，合一的见证。
First.A testimony of unity.
第二，入世的心态。
Secondly, an attitude, proper attitude towards the world.
第三，圣洁的生活。
Third, sanctified life.
你把这三样东西归纳起来是什么东西呢？
If you sum them up, what does this become?
我把它取一个名字。
I give it one name.
这三样东西我把它叫做福音。
I call it the preparation for the gospel.
或者叫 pre-evangelism, 就是在传福音以前预备的工作。
In another word, I call it pre-evangelism.
我越来越感觉到。
I have a greater sense of this.
我们过去太随便给福音预工下定义。
That in the past, we have very, very loosely give the definition to pre-evangelism.
我不反对这个定义。
I do not object this definition.
文字工作是福音的预工。
That's the word, the script.Writing is the
preparation. 音乐、戏剧、艺术是福音的预工。
We can pre-evangelism through music, through arts.
我们办中文学校是福音的预工。
To establish a Chinese school is also a pre-evangelism.
我盼望将来能够办这个的幼儿中心、儿童中心是福音的预工。
We pray that in the future we will have a pre-evangelism in the children's center.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
福音的预工不止这一些事情
The pre-evangelism are not limited to these.
因为刚才那些福音预工只跟基督教里面部分的人有关系
Because what we mentioned just now only have something to do with part of the Christians.
会唱的人才能够有福音预工吗
Does it mean only those who can sing can pre-evangelize?
会演戏的人才能够做福音预工吗
Does it mean only the actors can be pre-evangelized?
主耶稣在这里给我们看见福音预工是每一个门徒要参与。
The Lord Jesus Christ showed us here that every Christian should participate in pre-evangelism.
当他为这些门徒祷告了这三件事情以后
，After he prayed for these three things for his disciples.
十八节怎么说呢
？What does it say in the verse
18? 你怎么样差遣我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
As you sent me into this world, I have sent them into the world.
因为差他们到世上，开始去做福音的本工。
Because sending them into the world to do the actual work of the mission.
所以还没有差遣以前，要为他们祷告，装备这几样事情。
Before he sent them into the world, he first equipped them with these three things.
十一节告诉我。
Verse 11 tells us.
第一件事情，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Verse 11 reads, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protected by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
我常常鼓励弟兄姊妹自己带圣经来因为我们在讲道的时候希望真是能够跟大家好好的查考圣经
Many times I want to encourage the brothers and sisters to bring their own Bibles to the worship so that when we can study them together
因为我有一个负担
Because I have such burden
我有一个很深很深的负担
I have a very strong burden
让这个教会成为名副其实的圣经教会
That our church will live up to the expectation of this name of the church, the Bible church
如果我们名字叫圣经教会，做礼拜不带圣经来，我觉得这不太像一个圣经教会。
If we are called and if we name ourselves the Bible Church and we come to the worship without bringing our Bible, we are not living to the expectation of our name.
而且我自己实在有这样的一个雄心，希望每一次弟兄姊妹来听到，一定满载而归。
And I myself have such an ambition that every time the congregation come forward to the worship, that they will go away being satisfied.
为什么要花二十个钟头以上准备讲道？弟兄姊妹，希望大家能够回应讲台上面在这一方面所花的心血。
This is the reason why I spend more than 20 hours preparing for each sermon, that each one of you reflect upon the meaning of the sermon.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片或用微信或微博传递给朋友们使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣并接受他的救恩 得到永生生命。